Chapter 3. Danger at the Old Pump House. The next day, the weather was cloudy and dull. The stream looked grey and gloomy.
"It doesn't look so pretty today," said Mary sadly.
She sat on the bank and rested the landing net on her knees. "But cloudy weather is good fishing weather," said Uncle Ted. "The fish can't see our shadows on the water on a dull day. It is easier to catch fish on a day like this."
"Perhaps I will catch the Admiral," said Jack.
"Yes, you might," agreed Uncle Ted.
They set up their rods and began fishing. But still no one caught a single fish.
"Oh, I can't understand it," said Uncle Ted. "The stream should be full of fish this early on in the season. I've never known it so empty."
Jack looked upstream. In the distance he saw an old building. It was built across the water.
"What's that building?" he asked.
"That's the old pump house," said Uncle Ted.
"What's a pump house?" asked Mary.
"It used to pump water from the stream up to a nearby canal. A lot of water was pumped up to the canal in those days, but the pump hasn't worked for years," explained Uncle Ted.
"What's the pump house used for now?" asked Jack.
"It was a ruin until a few months ago. Nobody ever went there. But then a man called Sid Scrub and his brother Harry bought it," said Uncle Ted. "Now it's a small factory where material is hand-dyed. The material is sold to make clothes and tablecloths. Lots of local people work at the factory, but they say that Sid Scrub and his brother are not very nice. They have bad tempers."
Jack looked at the building through his binoculars. It looked like an interesting place.
"I'd love to take a closer look at it," he said. "Can Mary and I go and have a look? We will be very quick."
"I don't know about that," said Uncle Ted. "You don't want to bump into Sid Scrub, do you?"
"We'll be very careful," said Mary. "We just want to have a look. Please say we can go, Uncle Ted."
Uncle Ted thought for a moment. "All right," he said.
"But you must not go too near the building. Do you promise?"
"Yes, we promise," said Jack and Mary.
They set off along the bank towards the old pump house. As they got closer, they could see that it still looked like a ruin. All the windows had wooden boards over them. There were lots of tiles missing from the roof, and weeds grew out of gaps in the walls. Someone had put barbed wire along the top of the fence and nailed a large "Keep Out" sign to the wall. At the front of the building was a gate. It was locked with a heavy padlock.
"What a scary looking place," said Mary. "I don't think I like it very much at all." "They don't want any visitors, do they?" said Jack.
Mary walked carefully down to the water's edge and peered under the old building. She saw that the water flowed underneath it and through a heavy iron grid. The grid looked old and rusty. From there it flowed into a deep, dark pool. She walked nearer to the grid to get a closer look. Suddenly she let out a gasp of horror.
"Jack! Jack! Come quickly! Look at this! It's awful!"
Jack ran over to her. He looked to where she was pointing. There, trapped behind the grid, were lots of dead fish. Mary shuddered.
"Oh, how terrible! Those poor fish! What has happened to them?"
"Shh!" whispered Jack. "Listen, I can hear something. It's coming from the pump house. Someone's coming this way."
Mary stood still and listened carefully.
"I can't hear anything," she said. "I can't hear anything at all."
Jack pulled Mary back against the wall of the pump house.
"Shh, Don't say a word, he said. Keep very still.
Suddenly, a door opened and Jack and Mary heard men's voices. The voices came closer and closer.
I tell you, Sid, said a voice, I saw some kids. I'm sure they were the same kids that I saw yesterday. You know, the ones that I told you about. The ones that were fishing downstream. A man was with them. Do you remember me telling you? Yes, yes, said Sid. Of course I remember. You wouldn't stop telling me about them. But I can't see any kids here, Harry. You must have imagined it. And even if there were any, I don't think they saw anything.
I tell you, I did see some kids, insisted Harry. I thought you said that we didn't want anyone snooping around the pump house. I tell you, Sid, those kids are trouble.
Sid laughed.
Don't be so silly, Harry. Kids never notice anything. They are too busy playing all the time to notice anything important. Don't worry. Everything will be fine. Now stop making such a fuss and let's get back to work.
The door banged shut again. Jack let out a sigh of relief.
Oh, thank goodness they didn't see us, he said.
I don't like this place at all, said Mary.
She shuddered.
There's something very bad happening here.
Yes, said Jack. I think there's a lot of danger here too. You were right yesterday. You knew that someone was watching us while we were fishing. But I don't understand why they are worried that we are here. What are they up to? It all seems very strange, doesn't it?
Jack shook his head. Ugh, it was all very puzzling. Then he came to a decision.
Come on, Mary. Let's go and tell Uncle Ted. He'll know what to do.